Hello and welcome to Blooming Curious, the podcast dedicated to reimagining early childhood education through the power of curiosity. I'm Edwina, your host, and here to explore the strategies that inspire a lifelong love for learning in children. So if you're homeschooling or you're a curious educator looking for creative, meaningful ways to engage children and move beyond the talk and chalk traditional classroom approach, then this is the place for you. If you're thinking about homeschooling or you've already started and it feels harder than you expected, then this episode is for you. I taught in classrooms for years, four-year degree, the lot, and I've coached a couple of people from absolutely unsure to confident in just one session. And what I keep seeing over and over is the same panic in the first couple of months. Where do I even start? Do I have to buy an expensive curriculum, and which curriculum should I get? How do I cover everything without turning my kitchen table into a classroom? And what do I do about the Department of Education and record keeping? Classroom teachers get trained on this stuff. Homeschool parents usually don't, and that's why most people feel so overwhelmed. So I've put together an 8-week coaching program that is literally the roadmap for a successful transition to teaching children at home. It's called Homeschool Jumpstart. It's 8 weeks of only 12 people starting mid-January. And here's exactly what we're going to cover week by week. No fluff, this is what exactly matters. So from weeks 1 to 3, we're going to talk about mindset, daily rhythm, and figuring out what you actually have to teach legally and where to get decent stuff from for free or almost free. Most families don't need to spend thousands on boxed curriculums and all the rest of it. From weeks 4 to 6, we're going to teach you how to teach literacy and maths using picture books and hands-on learning experiences. No worksheets, unless of course you want them. How to weave science and humanities through whatever your child is interested in at this moment, using the strategy of inquiry-based learning. Then, in weeks 7 to 8, we're going to talk about record keeping, moderation, how to keep the Department of Education happy while still doing what works for your child. You walk away with templates and a plan that you can use for years to come. You'll get weekly live coaching calls with me, plus a private group. And I'm keeping it small and manageable because I can't run a factory. So right now, I know it's Christmas, it's mental, money is tight, and so there's no payment required from you today. Just get on the waiting list. And in January, you'll get a payment email, and then we start. I'll only take 12 people, so it's first in, best dressed. Unfortunately, if we have more than that, they'll have to wait until the next intake. So if you're new, if you're stuck, or if you just want to do this properly without wasting a year and heaps of cash, put your name down. I'll leave a link in the show notes. No cost to join the waiting list. Also, what this is teaching you from zero to thriving. How do kids actually love learning? How do we get them to be curious? How do we get them to really hone in on their own interests, as well as teach the basics really well, the literacy and the maths, and of course, integrating science and humanities, as I said, through inquiry-based learning. If this sounds like you, if you want a better, deeper, richer learning experience for your children, I'll show you exactly what to do, where to go, and how to get started. That's it for today. I really hope you'll sign up. Remember, first 12, first in, best dressed. I'll leave a link for you in the show notes where you can get onto the waiting list. And that's it for this week. If you really like the show, by the way, click that share button and share it with a couple of friends so that we can grow this podcast. That's all for this week. I'll see you next time, same place. Until then, stay blooming curious and take care of yourself. Cheers.